The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants has welcomed Australia's deal with the United States to resettle refugees currently on Manus Island and Nauru, and he's calling it a good start. After visiting immigration facilities in Australia and on Nauru, the Special Rapporteur presented his preliminary observations in Canberra this morning. He's criticised the length of detention, saying he met people who've been held for up to 8 years and have been deeply damaged as a result. And he believes it amounts to cruel and degrading punishment under international law. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, François Crépieux, has spent 18 days investigating Australia's treatment of migrants, going to onshore detention centres and Nauru. François Crépieux held a press conference in Canberra this morning to talk about his preliminary observations, starting with the positives. In the past, the UN has heavily criticised Australia for holding children in immigration detention, and so he welcomed the removal of all but a handful in mainland centres.
That's an exemplary effort. I don't know of other countries who have consciously decided to take all children out of detention, of immigration detention. And that's really, to me, that's progress.
He is, though, highly critical of the length of time people are being held in immigration detention, finding the majority have been there for around 2 years and some for much longer than that.
I've met people who've been held for 7 years, 8 years, in administrative detention without charges and after having committed no crime. This is quite an extraordinary regime. The effect of detention is incalculable on the well-being of those individuals. And we have met people who were deeply damaged by the length of the detention. Self-harm, PTSD, anxiety, depression. Many of them are on a regular diet of happy pills in the morning and sleeping tablets in the evening, because that's the only way to go through the day and go through the nights.
François Crépieux believes it amounts to cruel and degrading punishment, and he's called for a statutory limit on the length of time people can be held for. He argues that by punishing those who try to come here by boat, Australia is breaching a principle of human rights law.
The treatment, the punitive approach, is predicated on the idea that it sends a message to the smugglers, it sends a message to candidates who might want to come in an unauthorized fashion. But to me, that is not a justification. In human rights, in the human rights doctrine, you cannot punish John in order to prevent Bill from doing something. In the human rights doctrine, you focus on the individual. What has John done to merit such treatment? That's the issue.
The Special Rapporteur spent 2 days on Nauru. He says he saw signs of post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and calls it unacceptable. Even though some are free to move around on the island, François Crépieux says it still amounts to confinement.
I understand the deterrent aspect that was invoked to stop the boats. But considering the incredible hardship that those migrants have experienced before coming to Australia and then to Nauru, and considering that the Australian authorities have been alerted to these issues for several years now, I think that Australia is responsible for the damage inflicted to these asylum seekers and refugees, and that the confinement amounts to cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment. And this is a position that is shared by many others.
And so the Special Rapporteur is pleased to hear of the agreement with the United States to resettle refugees from Manus and Nauru.
We don't have details, but certainly if the outcome of any agreement with a third country is that most of the migrants, the refugees and asylum seekers, will leave Nauru to be resettled effectively with a future for themselves and their children, this is good. This is good.
That's the UN's Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, François Crépieux, ending Peter Donald's report.